That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
First up, we're going to talk to Councillor Rex Graham from Hawke's Bay. Are you there, Rex?
Yes, I am.
So, we're talking oil exploration in the Hawke's Bay, and the council wants it to end.
No, that's not quite correct. We don't want oil exploration as in totality to end, although some of us would like that. We know that that's probably not possible. What we do want is to have no oil exploration or fracking or gas research, gas drilling around any of our aquifers or water bodies or areas that service the aquifers.
And aquifers, they're a naturally occurring phenomena, right? There, that's when there's a kind of mineral in the rock that allows it to purify the water.
Well, many of your listeners may not know, but in Hawke's Bay we have some very serious aquifers which run under the Heretonga Plains and the Ruatanifa Plains. We're famous for our aquifers, so they're huge bodies of water, effectively, which replenish over the winter and are used by our growers and our farmers in the summer periods. And they're precious to us, and they're sensitive. And we don't want them to be threatened in any way by anything that's such as oil exploration. In Hawke's Bay, we grow things. We grow wine, we grow apples. That's our kaupapa. That's what we do. We don't do oil exploration, and we don't want anything that will threaten the core competency of our region. So we're very conscious about protecting it, and especially as it's become a very sensitive issue given the Havelock North water crisis.
Right, so you'd say that the environment is probably the largest motivator in terms of getting this plan to move forward.
Absolutely. Protecting our environment, having industry that works in harmony with our environment is the way we want to move forward.
And in practical terms, what will need to happen for this plan to succeed?
Well, it has been passed in our council. We're the regional council, so we represent the entire region in terms of the environment. So we have passed a resolution that that's what we don't want, and we think that government will support us on that because it's so important to our region, and also the fact that we haven't gone for a total ban, so oil companies can apply for consents to drill for oil outside those areas, and that's not fine with all of us, but that is fine with the majority of the councillors and our region. I think our region, our community would probably support a compromise position.
Right, so there has been a relatively strong and unified community push
That is correct. The community is very sensitive about this at the moment, and this is a hot topic in Hawke's Bay, but it is relevant that we have a group, it's called our regional planning group, where the elected councils meet with all our treaty claimant groups, and we meet every 2 months, and only 2 people voted against us. So all 100% of Tina Te Whenua representatives voted for this, and 7 councillors voted for it. So it was a big majority.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.